The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody save this show? And now, back to Rad Radio.
All right, we got this email after doing food news from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Says, Dear Plumpy Rob.
That's nice. That's
cute. Five pounds, 3 weeks, a month. Never mind.
But plumpy, that's good. It's better than fat.
Except it's not true.
Plumpy?
Oh. It's a little sensitive to your rolls.
Says, since you're talking about food, I wanted to ask if you've seen a TikTok video where this guy made some bacon. And then his fat-minded brain decided to make popcorn with the bacon grease.
What?
Oh! Yes.
And then another guy stitched the video. He thought it was good and decided to add said bacon pieces to it. And then here is the big part. He added some brown sugar to it. So it's popcorn with bacon pieces cooked in bacon grease.
And
he said
brown
it was
sugar?
Amazing. And then, yes, the brown
Holy
sugar. Thank
cow,
you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking some Chewy Werther's originals in there, too, so that melts a little bit. So you have a caramel bacon popcorn.
That's the good stuff.
Yes. Oh, see, though, I love that, Kyle, but for me, I still want to include caramel, but I want to replace it with Milk Duds.
Oh,
I get the chocolate.
Oh, God damn it, Don.
All of that said, wanted to ask if you're going to make that to satisfy your snack before your snack, before your snack, before your dinner, before your post-dinner snack. Shut up. No. That's the one thing. I'm not into the sweet stuff. I'm getting my sweet stuff from the drinks that I'm substituting, the flavored carbonated waters, the sodas. I think my wife and I have figured this out. That's why I'm not craving candy and sugar. Although, as I mentioned last week, those Meltemors from Hostess, which are like the little lava cakes that you used to get, you put them in the microwave for 5 seconds if it's one, 10 seconds if it's two. My wife had them last night, and she was like, for the first time, and she was like, oh, my God, these things
Amazing.
Are dangerous.
How do they come in? Yeah. They come in like a little pack with two of them inside?
No, I'm sorry. A box with, I think there's like a dozen. And there's one in each that you open up.
Oh, they're individually wrapped?
Yep, they're individually wrapped.
Are they in the cooler section? Because I was looking at all the Hostess products and I couldn't find them yesterday at the store.
Yeah, they're still, I have not seen them in two of three stores that I've been to. I've only seen them in one, and damn it, now I'm forgetting which one, or I would just tell you via a secret squirrel messaging system. As in our Circles chat that we have, you know, Circles with an S or whatever. But no, I'll figure it out. I remember.
I do want to mention where they were accurate in their emails. You do have snack one, snack two, snack three after dinner. Right? Don't you snack a bunch after dinner?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually. They're just not sweets.
Right.
That's all. So.
How are those bags of pretzels going?
Thank you.
It was half right.
Thank you for which one? The mini twist, the medium twist, or the Snyder's? There's three different types of pretzels in
rotation. I was going for the twist ones.
Oh, yeah. The comment over the weekend when I was grocery shopping with my girlfriend where the phrase, hey, was uttered was when we were.
Wife?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriend too.
Same person.
No, but that's sweet. You know, when a husband sweet. Can still, yeah. You love him that much, it's like they're still a girlfriend.
She uttered that when we were in the snack aisle because I was buying my backup bag of all of the things that I need, my pretzels, my chips, so that I never could run out.
Rob, who loves you, pal? Who loves you? I do, because I brought the honey mustard double crunch Lay's that I showed you yesterday in a picture via text. They are incredible.
Wait, and you're gonna want Ruffles.
Sorry, Ruffles.
Okay.
Lay's Ruffles.
Oh, I don't need to taste these.
You don't.
I love a honey mustard.
And Rob's probably gonna steal this bag of chips, so I'm gonna just give him a couple.
Yeah, see, before he used to be able to hold on to things for a while. You gotta hide it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Circles with an S, the social media positivity app that you can download for free and then follow your friends or people you trust, like maybe some of us, etc. And they're doing the Circle Second Chance where you can win. We will have two winners to this round of Win Rob's Change. It's all explained at radradio.com under the rules, and every time we play Win Rob's Change at 6:30 and 9:30. But Cherie wrote in and said, I was bummed. I went to see what Dawn's favorite podcasts were on the Circles app.
Yeah.
Because I heard about some of the mob podcasts that she listens to.
I didn't include that.
Dawn, you have to upload your podcast to the Circles app.
I liked a bunch of podcasts.
Huh.
The mob ones?
I don't know if I'll go check in the commercial break to see if I added any of the mob ones. I know I added a bunch.
Double check.
It's a missed opportunity if they're not calling one of their mob podcasts the Mobcast.
No,
I know.
No, right?
Yeah.
Come
on. And they're not, because they're not goofy like y'all.
Goofy?
Oh.
Marketing geniuses is more what that was supposed
that's
to be.
What, you know what? That's what I meant when I said goofy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also, if you, as I've mentioned, we've mentioned Rad TV exploding this week. We are unveiling this week all of the videos you've all wanted, the behind-the-scenes tours of the studios, the building, the offices, the kitchen, the break room, the nap room, all included.
Which, and that nap room, every time I walk by, if the doors open and the blankets are, like, bundled up, it almost looks like one of... either my dog Hank, because he's a black lab, or Rob's two dogs that are black labs, are laying there, and I have to remind myself, no, I know my dog's not here. And then I'm like, did he bring in his dogs? Because just the way it is at a certain, and just a side glance, I'm like, oh no, wait, they're not here.
It's just because I have night terrors when I'm taking a nap.
And there's we're gonna roll out the first few episodes of Kyle's Corner. He's got a new series coming out. Right. After that, new episodes will continue to roll out. Also, the Prodcast, the Probcast, the Soapbox, all coming back to Rad TV. This is all starting this week. Dawn's got two shows. I Hate Men.
No, that's not the name of it.
Yeah, it's called The Hen House.
And I have to do more than a few of those?
Those will be endless as well.
Oh, okay.
Like, you have any endless list of how reasons to hate men.
It's
an ongoing series, Dawn. Yes. You'll continue to drop new episodes.
This is like a limited thing, like no. They do, right?
Yeah, no, it's
for
not.
For a limited time.
Dawn's culinary cast as well.
It's Nana Dawn's Diner.
Oh, okay. Turn the kitchen. Talking and cooking.
Yes.
All of this is coming and more to Rad TV. I wanted to take a moment, though, to remind you that if you watch us live on Rad TV, at members.radradio.com, which you can always go back and listen at any time. But if you watch us live during commercial breaks, you get you never get commercials. You usually get the behind the scenes of what's going on, sights and sounds in the studios. But you also sometimes, like, I think it's every other break, I don't know how you rotate them, Brando, the question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a question months ago. There's no way you're going to remember the exact verbiage, Brando, but it was something like, what is something you know to be true that no one else believes, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
basically it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote in an email, and she said, I know that nobody believes me, but I know for a fact. And before I read her email, I said, well, is she saying this because she's heard me report it and not giving me credit, which is fine. But I said, she's absolutely right. She says, I know for a fact that recycling is a fraud, that it, in fact, when we do recycle, it actually does, it makes, it's worse for the environment, et cetera. Well, yesterday morning, the CBS Morning Sunday News Show had the audacity to reinforce what a fraud recycling is specific to plastics. And I just like to get things out there, facts on either side, left or right, because no one cares. Everybody cares about their opinions and their feelings, and facts don't matter. This, you don't need any setup. This 30-second cut from CBS yesterday morning speaks for itself.
Jan Dell is a former chemical engineer who has spent years telling an inconvenient truth.
For those of us who are constantly putting our plastic into the blue recycling bin and assuming it's going to the recycling place, what do we not know?
You're being lied to. The vast majority of plastics are not recycled. They're just not.
About 48 million tons of plastic waste is generated in the U.S. each year. Only 5 to 6% of it is actually recycled. The rest ends up in landfills or is burned.
5%. And that includes those of us that live in areas where your recyclables are separated at the actual dump, or what are those called technically? There's a nice name for a dump.
Oh, is there now?
Transfer station, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Some of us don't have the separate bins or whatever. Same thing. The whole report is available online. If you Google CBS Morning News, eventually you'll get to the whole. It was only like a 5-minute segment, but just watching it yesterday, I just laughed out loud, and I wanted to go back and reinforce what that member had written in and what I had reported years ago. It's all a marketing scam created by the plastic industry in the 80s when we started to demean plastic. Dawn and I have lived long enough to remember when plastic was great, it was horrible, when it was great again, and then it's horrible. Same thing with paper, like paper versus plastic. You know, paper was great, horrible, great, horrible, great, great. That's why we know all of this is just more examples of what we don't really know.
Well, it's a big weight off my chest because I always felt bad because I was not caring and I threw away whatever in my trash can when I have recycling, but I keep it in the garage because I don't like people digging through it in my neighborhood. So,
and now you know 5% of it could have been recycled, Kyle.
Yes. Cool.
I winced when I learned that there's a particular part of the Sacramento area that said, oh, you don't need to have a recycle bin. We sorted it at the dump or the landfill, which is, I think, is the technical term for it. And I was like, really? That we're spending, they have a way, like a magic machine, some sort of mechanical device that sorts out the recycling stuff? No, they're just dumping all that stuff in the same place.
And let me tell you what I appreciate about that, because I live in a town that it's exactly that. We don't have to separate anything. We don't have to have any different receptacles that they're going to come pick up. You just put it all in one, because apparently they also know it's a scam, and I kind of feel like they're letting us not waste our time.
Hey.
Thank you so much. And then we can believe. But I'll tell you where I buy into all this, though, and they definitely have me, is the whole, is it PBA free? And that's where I'll turn. I will use plastic, but I gotta have the PBA free written on it. I just do, right?
Go watch the video.
No, I'm not going to.
They cover it.
No, because I've bought a lot of special containers.
All a scam.
That say PBA free, or the cool glass jars or Tupperware instead.
Made up.
No.
All made up in the 80s.
And
buy the plastic industry.
Good to know it's made up, but I'm not gonna watch because I like the containers.
I understand. I didn't think I was gonna change anyone's mind by playing this clip.
I want to believe it's PBA free.
Good. PBA free is like
PBR
is like saying anything out loud that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
Tomato unicorn condom. There you go. That's what PBA is.
It makes me feel good, right? So I'm not.
What did I say? What did I say? Facts are meaningless. Feelings and opinions run the world
and
today.
Here's what I'd like everyone to do. Don't fight the fact that it's not PBA free. Just accept the fact that you need it to say that like I do, so it makes us feel better, even though it's not real. But we can lie to ourselves.
What a way to live. Let's play the pressure cooker right now. We have got a pair of tickets, I'm told, to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing amongst all winners to have your tickets to Foreigner upgraded to the front row. So all of you will win. Not all of you will win. We had a loser last hour because they didn't know a Foreigner song. But all of you that do win will be in the grand prize drawing. One of you will go from your already good seats to the front row. Pressure Cooker is our daily trivia game. We play it every single day. We don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
You got to get 5 right in 30 seconds, and none of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811 is the number. Caller 18 gets to play the Pressure Cooker.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob,
Anybody,
and Dawn Show.